Mastering DK, IAM alignment, keys, signatures, and the real reasons emails fail verification. Emails do not travel directly to recipients. They pass through multiple servers where they can be intercepted or altered if authentication is weak. To protect messages, receiving servers rely on DKIM domain keys, identified mail, which adds a cryptographic signature to outgoing emails. This signature helps verify that the email was not modified during transit and that it was sent by an authorized domain. However, simply enabling DKIM is not enough. Proper DKIM alignment is critical. DKIM authentication confirms that an email is signed, while DKIM alignment checks whether the signing domain matches or is related to the domain shown in the from address. If these domains do not align according to policy, even valid emails can fail verification. DKIM works using a pair of cryptographic keys, a private key used by the sending server to sign emails and a public key published in DNS for receiving servers to verify signatures. DKIM selectors identify which public key should be used, allowing multiple keys, key rotation, and support for different sending systems. DKIM signs specific email headers and the message body, so any changes to these elements invalidate the signature. Receiving servers verify DKIM by retrieving the public key from DNS and recalculating the signature. If the signatures match, the email passes DKIM otherwise, it fails. Common causes of DKIM failure include misaligned signing domains, missing or incorrect DKIM selectors, outdated or mismatched keys, and email modifications during transit. Even minor changes by forwarding services or security tools can break DKIM signatures. Proper configuration and ongoing management are essential to ensure reliable email authentication and delivery.